Not sure if you're following this, but many places around this country fight poverty by giving people cash. It's not just an idea. People are trying it. And now some states are joining a push against the idea. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Iowa is the latest state to prohibit guaranteed income. During a heated debate last month, Senator Brad Zaughan slammed the idea of giving people money without requiring them to work.
Where before neighbors and churches and nonprofits really stepped up and helped out people, where now it's becoming more dependent on government and government tax dollars.
In Texas, a similar bill did not get far, but Senator Paul Bettencourt took a different tack. He persuaded the attorney general to sue a basic income program in Harris County, where Houston is, claiming it's unconstitutional.
You just can't give money out on the street like popcorn. You have to have a governmental reason.
Bettencourt also thinks it's wrong to pay a lucky few picked by lottery, yet impossible to include everyone who qualifies.
Even if you believed in the public policy, you just simply run out of money. You can't do it for everybody.
Basic income has exploded since the pandemic, with more than 150 pilots. They pay low-income people $500 or $1,000 a month for a year or so. And they work, says Aditi Srivastav at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Research finds participants are more financially secure, and most are employed. Srivastav says those not working have good reason.
They may be taking care of family members. They may be dealing with disabilities. What we do know is that people who can work are already working.
In addition to Iowa, Arkansas, Idaho, and South Dakota have banned no-strings cash aid. In Wisconsin and Arizona, lawmakers tried, but Democratic governors vetoed those bills. It's all part of a coordinated push, says Harish Patel. He's with the Economic Security Project, which advocates for guaranteed income. He says this backlash is spearheaded by the lobbying arm of a conservative think tank, the Foundation for Government Accountability.
They helicopter in, hire lobbyists in a bunch of states, and then they provide these copycat bills to undo this very popular program.
The foundation did not make someone available for an interview, but among other issues, it promotes work requirements for federal safety net programs and opposes expanding Medicaid. Patel says supporters of basic income are gearing up for a bigger fight.
We think that in the next year, they're probably going to go to 25 to 30 states.
In Texas, the Harris County lawsuit has had immediate consequences. Last month, the state Supreme Court temporarily blocked the program a day before the first payments were to go out. That's left 56-year-old Carmela Valdez-Nunez desperate.
I just got to pay my rent and my bills. That's the thing I need because I don't want to be under the freeway.
She's disabled and says she barely gets by on Social Security, a housing voucher, and $23 a month in food aid.
I just buy an egg, tomato, onions, bread, bologna, and cheese. That's all I have enough to buy.
Valdez-Nunez says if the basic income program is allowed to go through, the first thing she'll buy is food. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.